Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly D, and you are listening to the Truth to Power Show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is June the 13th, 2010, and my guest today is Robert X. Robert X has been on the Truth to Power Show many times. He's a researcher. He is out of Chicago, Illinois. And he always comes with a lot of information. And so he will be my guest tonight. And while I'm waiting for my guest to show up, he's going to be discussing the children of the sun, also the Horizon 9. Now, the information he gives tonight is going to be new information for me because I'm not familiar with the Children of the Sun or the Horizon 9. I looked on Google, and it was some kind of organization named Children of the Sun, so I'm not quite sure if that is the group that he's going to be talking about. He did a lecture, a forum, as he calls it, in Chicago last week on this subject. And the information that he sent, which was not a lot, but just the little bit that I received, it kind of piqued my curiosity. And I'm like, okay, you know, I need to know more about this, and I'm quite sure other people would like to know more about these Children of the Sun and Horizon 9. I don't know if this is a gang, if this is this group that I pulled up on the internet. So this should be interesting because he always comes with a lot of informative information here. So let me see if this is Robert X here. Let me see if this is him on the line. Just bear with me. Robert X, is this you?
What's up, sister?
Great.
Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, we can hear you good. Good to have
Excellent.
You.
Excellent.
Now, I was telling the audience that you did a forum last week on this subject, and I have no clue who the Children of the Sun is or Horizon 9.
That's all right. No, it's not a problem. There should be another brother, my colleague, in this. Is there another person online? If you can, I'd like you to pull him up.
Is this area code the same as yours?
Yes, should be.
Yeah, well, he's not here yet.
Okay. I don't know what to hold.
708.
OK, Okay, well, he should be coming up. It may not be 708, it may be 773.
Okay, well, there's no one here so far but the Detroit Army.
Okay, well, let me start by saying thank you for inviting me on again, sister. I really appreciate it. You know, it's amazing, before we get into the subject matter, I've been fortunate enough to talk with a number of people who listen to your program. Mm-hmm. And as I was called a terrorist the last time I was in the chat room, by a young brother who really doesn't know me and doesn't know that much about me, I thought it would be germane for me to kind of lay a little groundwork here for people who may not know just, you know, who I am or understand why I say the things that I say. In line with that, you know, sister, we talked about, and I have talked about for more than 20 years about the creation of new species and the fact that these species will not, in fact, have a genitalia. And so that gives a little bit of framework for why you see homosexuality being pushed, which is a non-productive capacity, because males can't reproduce and females can't reproduce when you have female on female or male on male.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's why that's being pushed, and much of what we eat is being manipulated to, in fact, create sterile people and to alter the DNA such that you see homosexuals coming out of the closets these days, literally. And people are wondering where they're coming from. The fact of the matter is their genetics is being altered by much of what we eat, and that's having a very dangerous impact on heterosexuals throughout the planet, not just in this country. I think it's interesting that Haiti, as bad as they are, in need of food, turned down genetically modified food that was going to be given to them. And there are several countries in Africa that just did the same thing. They will not eat this genetically modified food because they've become aware of just how dangerous this stuff really is. And it's no accident, sister, that we mentioned Bill Gates some time ago on your program as one of the progenitors of this huge global effort to restrict births. And we also talked about in depth the fact that the women have been targeted severely to stop them from being able to reproduce children. And that's why you see so many women being educated for free and all this kind of thing, while the men have to jump through hoops because they don't want the women to reproduce. But lo and behold, sister, if you notice Time Magazine, your listeners, if they paid any attention to a recent article in Time Magazine for May the 14th, 2010, male birth control, stopping sperm with ultrasound. So now here we come with the men. Since it doesn't appear to be working very well, the women are too conscious. They've stopped taking a lot of this birth control stuff. And we pointed out that they've come out with any number of things specifically aimed at women, while they've come with penis hardener, Viagra, and all this stuff for the men. Well, now they're coming at the men to stop them from producing by targeting the sperm with ultrasound. And I would ask the sisters, if they have the capacity to basically restrict sperm flow or to reduce the potency of sperm with ultrasound, what is happening with your child in the womb when you go and get ultrasound? So it's very interesting, sister. Ultrasound is nothing more than checking the vibrations of your child electronically in the womb. That's all it is. And we are vibrational creatures, which is going to lead directly to the subject matter that we're going to talk about in terms of children of the sun. Because all of us and everything on the planet has a vibration that we adhere to. And when those vibrations are altered, strange things happen to people. The other thing, sister, that I mentioned earlier, relative to the creation of the new species, I didn't realize it was as close as I had been saying it was, because I just, in Detroit in April, did a forum called the Club of Rome and the New Species. That was in April.
Mm-hmm.
A number of news organizations, including the BBC, Toronto Globe and Mail, and the Wall Street Journal, ran articles entitled a new era inside it, in science. Cynthia, S-Y-N-T-H-I-A, the first synthetic life is created. And let me just give you a little bit for your audience so you can see that these people are already at that plateau that we talked about. Says here, scientists from the J. Craig Venter Institute in Maryland and California announced today that they have developed the first synthetic living cell. Though theoretically, this cell is the first step in the creation of artificial life, the inventors are focusing their efforts on creating new fuels, effective ways to clean polluted water, and faster vaccine production. Let me read that first sentence again. Though theoretically, this cell is the first step in the creation of artificial life. They go on here to say, Venter's lab distinguished itself by building a small bacterium genome with man-made DNA fragments, piece by piece, another milestone. Now, if you look at that particular sentence, the first thing that should pop into everybody's head is creating monsters. Because that's where we're headed here. Okay? So a lot of what we've seen in the movies over the last 50, 60 years are now becoming reality. They're going to be able to create superhumans. Okay? Because all it takes is a manipulation of the cell line. If you can inject, let's just say, an inordinate amount of iron in a particular species, then that would give that particular species much more strength than it normally would have. That is why, sister, the female is far stronger than the male, and she was chosen to carry the human species as opposed to the male, because she's far stronger in terms of the male-female species, and we've been taught to think that muscle makes you stronger. Not true. It's what you're made of that makes you stronger. That's why she outlives us by decades. That's what makes you stronger, not your muscle mass. So I just thought that it would be interesting to highlight those two articles. So when the young brother calls in and calls me a terrorist because he really doesn't know and hasn't taken time to do the research, I think that what he should do is to call me. I left my number. I'm still waiting for the call so that we can debate
it.
Now, so do I. But, you know, I think debate is the most sincerest form of disagreement. If you disagree with me, let's debate about it. Because when I tell you the school system is going to collapse, you better believe. Take a look at the data, and then you tell me what you see. And if I tell you that this economy is going to collapse, and I'm giving you time frames, you go and look at the recent articles in the Wall Street Journal and other publications where they said that by this time next year, the economy is going to collapse unless some drastic changes aren't made. Now, that's not me. The Washington Post also ran those articles. So when I tell you August, September, I'm saying if certain things don't take place immediately, this economy is going to begin its dissension. And I'm not necessarily against it. I just don't want my people to suffer disproportionately, because I think that this country is predicated and based on violence and based in blood and murder, and it's going to get what it put out there for ever since its existence. It's been predicated on murder, so it's going to get what it puts out. I believe in karma. So that's why I say that this system is going to collapse, including the fact that the people who are manipulating this economy are still doing it all the way down, sister, to that oil well in the Gulf.
Wow.
We just saw, sister, Goldman Sachs, who's heavily invested in many of these oil rigs, and BP. They basically sold their stock in that oil well 2 days before it blew up, before they blew it up. Let me put it like that,
okay.
Before they blew it up. And if anybody wants to doubt what I'm saying, go and do the research. We highlighted the articles. They had one main article in the Huffington Post about that very thing. And we subsequently find out that Goldman Sachs had some of its major players sitting on the board of BP. And we cannot talk about Goldman Sachs, and therefore we cannot talk about British Petroleum in context without talking about Rothschilds, because wherever we go, like Rockefellers, they keep showing up.
Right.
Same people. And so right now I'm doing the research to find out why they blew up the rig. I know who did it. So my thing now is to definitively come back and tell the people why they blew it up. Why did they do that? It's almost like 9/11 all over again. That's what I'm getting, sister, because the nines keep coming up over and over. And as a spiritual being who's visiting this planet, I know when my spirit tells me certain things. I've learned over the years to listen to it. It hasn't failed me yet, and I'm going to continue to listen to it. And I would advise all black people to go inside and look for that thing that's inside of you, that Christ image inside of you, because there ain't no Christ coming from outside of you. Go inside of yourself and ask yourself honestly for guidance and forgiveness for worshiping things outside of you and giving your power to people who have been doing you harm. And then from that, you will begin to grow and you will begin to feel the growth, and that's extremely important. That's why the young people walk around today talking about you feel me. And that's a spiritual connotation. You should be able to know when you come into people of a like science, because you'll feel them without them opening their mouth. And I'm saying all this because we're in the middle of the greatest spiritual age known in the history of mankind since the coming of the Europeans, since the coming of the pale people on this planet. And make no mistake about it, sister, if I study their science and I look at the research that they've done on themselves, I have to come to the conclusion that outside of the mythology that they've created for themselves, they really don't exist on this planet beyond a certain point, which means that they are not indigenous to the planet.
Is that why that they have stolen a lot of our information and things along those lines?
Sister, if you go and look at every major museum that they've built on this planet, you'll see us figured very prominently. And when it comes to them, at a certain point, it's like they never existed. They begin to then talk about mythology. They've created an entire civilization that's predicated on mythology. And they've got us even worshiping the mythology. And we refuse to go and take a look, historically speaking, at where that mythology came from. Because when we go and take a look at where the mythology came from, we run smack dab into Kemet. And that's what they don't want us to continue to take a look at. So they've created an entire synthetic paradigm, if you will. Everything is synthesized. And I said this before, sister, and now you see they're creating a new synthetic life form that they call Cynthia. Everything is synthetic in this country. From the ground we stand on, it's manufactured. It's not real. To the religions that we practice, it's man-made. It's not real. To the churches that we visit or the mosques, it's man-made. It's synthetic. It's not real. If the church ain't inside of you, it don't matter what building you go in. It's inside of you. It is who you are spiritually. And if you ain't got your spirit working overtime today, and then you can go any church you want to, or any mosque you want to, or any synagogue you want to. It ain't going to mean a hill of beans, because you're still going to be worshiping men. This is a male worship construct with the female basically put in a subservient position. That's totally out of order, because none of us would be here if we didn't come by way of the female. And again, that's why he's now producing a synthetic person. And notice he names it after a woman.
Right.
Cynthia. So it's a synthesis from the music to just about everything that you can name, sister. We are very creative. We don't have to deal with synthesization. We're creative. They understand that. That means our spirit, in conjunction with our mentality, works overtime to create the things that we need. Unfortunately, we don't have the institutions in place to manifest those creations. That's why they keep us down at the bottom. Because they know if we ever had institutions in place to manifest our thinking, we would far surpass any other people on this planet. Tiger Woods is not an exception to black people. He's the rule for us. How many times you seen they go in the ghetto and get some kid who ain't really ate nothing but beans and cornbread for 30 years, and then they put him in a white environment, and he becomes a genius? I've seen that story all my life. So Tiger Woods ain't exceptional to me. Michael Jordan ain't exceptional to me. I played with guys on the playground that could do everything Michael Jordan did and more. They just created him through their advertising mechanisms. So I don't accept white supremacy in none of its context, any of it. I challenge all of it, and I challenge any black person to come to me speaking with a white supremacist mindset. I don't give a damn about the educational institutions. I don't give a damn about any institution that they put out here, because I know that it's all predicated on pushing and keeping in place white people. And if they have to put a black person in charge of it, they'll do that as long as he's perpetuating white supremacy. I give you Barack Obama.
Now, someone in the chat room says, does it take 600 years for karma to come around?
For karma?
Yes.
I can't answer that.
He's saying that. Well, what he's saying is that, you know, you're saying that it's going to come back on them, but he's saying that it's been 600 years. When is it going to come back on them?
It's been more like 2,000.
Okay.
It hasn't been 600. It's been 2,000 years since the founding of the Roman Catholic Church and the subversion of the true things that we used to study and the true belief system that basically made us what we were. And it's never going to come around until black women come around. I often point out to people, if you go back and take a look, just in recent history, put aside all that what you think you know, and go and look at Bill Clinton as an example, who some black people termed the first black president. And I turned green behind people saying that, because I knew what Bill Clinton was. I knew he was a slug, okay, that he really had no principles, that he would do anything, and his wife as well. Okay, we just saw that in the last so-called election with Obama. All the black people was turning against Clinton, the Clintons, because we saw what they were. And as soon as Obama got in office, that the first thing he did was put them people right back in positions.
Right.
They slugs. So no, sister, when Bill Clinton got in trouble, every single time he got in trouble, the next thing he did was show up in the black church where black women preside, to feed off of their energy, to get himself recharged. Every single time he got in trouble, he'd go get Jesse and them Negro ministers, and they would go let him feed like a vampire off the spirituality of black women. That's clear. Anybody could see that. Why didn't he go to the Roman Catholic Church, since they appear to be Catholics, and you know, and that's their institution? How come he went to the black church? And we saw it over and over, from Monica Lewinsky to the bombings to Wag the Dog. Every time you turned around and this guy got in trouble, there he is again, right in the black church with a bunch of black preachers standing behind him. Now, that's clear.
So you're saying that in order for us to turn this situation around, it has to be the black women that do this?
Black men will do what black women tell them to do. They are, in fact, the progenitors of our people. They've maintained black people when we had nothing else and no one else to turn to and nowhere else to go. They'll pick up a black male and turn him into a black man at the snap of a finger. It won't be the black man. This is a male dominant planet that we're on right now, and that's why it's totally out of order. It's totally out of order. But all of your major institutions couldn't survive without black women. The only institution that we've got that's been in place for more than 100 years is the black church. Look at what's keeping it in place.
That's women's in the church.
That's it. No one else. When black women decide that they're tired of the madness and they want to make a move on what we have to do, black men will follow them. We've had countless number of black men who've tried to get us out this mess, and we're still in it, and we're getting deeper. It is the power of the black woman, period. Don't take my word for it. Take a look at the history. That's why we're in this mess that we're in now. When she began to be neutralized, we began to be neutralized. When she lost definition in terms of what a man was, we ceased to exist as men. As long as she stood her ground and didn't take no mess, we came behind her and fought like hell. Period. And the reason that we're in this mess is because she's lost her way. She's gotten tired. She was considered the backbone, and when the backbone is broken, by definition, you are termed an invalid or invalid. That's where we are now. If you look at the behavior of some of the sisters riding around on motorbikes with their ass hanging out and all this kind of stuff, that's out of order. That's out of order, sister, but that's real. And it's going to take sisters to tell them sisters that that's out of order. And then we'll get behind them, because what other women can we turn to? Seriously speaking, who else are we going to turn to? You ain't going to turn to the Asians, because they ain't about thinking about you. You ain't going to turn to them white women, because the only time they want you is when you got $2-3 in your pocket. And they toxic. You can ask Tiger Woods. Ask Michael Jordan. And go on down the list. Anybody who decided to put that black woman to the side and pick up that white woman. And look what kind of asshole Jay. He can tell you better than anybody if you can contact him in his jail cell. It's
now,
a fact.
Robert, your co-host, what is this area code?
Let me do this. It's got to be, if it's not 773, it's got to be 312 or 708.
No, I don't see any of those on here.
That's amazing.
And he has,
can I do this?
Yeah, you want to hang up for a minute and call, put us on hold, and you can call
him?
Yeah,
I can do that.
Okay.
I'll be right back with you in 1 minute.
Okay. This is interesting with Brother Robert X is saying. So for the women, so it looks like that they're putting all of this on the female. So it's like, okay, we in this situation. We can't get out of this situation unless the sisters get us out of it. You know, so, you know, what do you think? Do you think that it is, the Robert X is saying that the women don't have to fight this fight alone. They will help us fight this fight, but they're saying that the female has to lead the way out of this mess that man has created. And so we're dealing with synthetic humans. We're dealing with synthetic food. To me, it looks like they're trying to change the whole species of the planet. And what is the purpose of that? Is it the purpose that the people that's in control will be the only humans, and so they will be able to control the synthetic humans? Is all of this is about control? You know, what is it really all about? If they're, you know, want to annihilate the humans and they want to put in these synthetics, it looks like it's about control. I mean, it looks like they're already controlling. So the control that they have is not enough control here. These are some things to think about. Let me pull Brother Robert X up again. Let's see if it's him. Robert X, is this you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
You got me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sister. You know, they got so many area codes now, and things are not like what they used to be. His area code is 847.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah,
okay,
he said he was sitting up there waiting.
Okay. All right. We're going. And what is his name?
Brother Mark.
Mar. Okay, Brother Mar?
Yes, Sister Beverly.
Yes. Good to have
yes.
you join us tonight.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay. So,
you know, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sister.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, Brother Mark is one of those brothers who I've known for like 20 years, been coming out to my forums for many years, and he's one of those brothers who has been kind of spiritually endowed in terms of the whole metaphysical perspective. He's been involved in metaphysics for quite some time, and I might add that if he doesn't mind that he's a devotee of Brother Dale Blair as well. So, you know, he's been around Blair for a number of years, as I was back in the 70s. So I'll let him tell you about the things that he's basically been involved in, or who he is.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Mark.
Yes, Belly, I've been involved with metaphysics and the science behind it for a while now, and what I come to terms with is that in searching for truth, I found metaphysics in searching for truth. And like most people, you go the Christian path and Muslim path and whatever other path that you seem to be out there in order to find your way back to yourself. And that's the journey, is finding our way back to ourself. And by self, I mean that part of you that knows balance, that knows its course, its purpose. And looking outside of you to find that, you find distractions and you find yourself appeasing somebody else's agenda instead of looking for your own course. So in saying that, I come across, like Brother Robert X said, Dr. Dale Blair, not just him, but there's been others that have influenced me, as well as some that's off the beaten path. And what I found out is that we are changing, the earth is changing, and we're constantly speeding up. And as we begin to speed up, things is going to begin to quicken. And by that, I mean things will begin to change very fast. Your thoughts and your action will almost meet at the same point. So as we begin to continue on this journey here on this planet, getting ready to leave this and go into the fourth or fifth dimension, things will begin to increase. Therefore, the attacks on us is going to continue to increase also. What I mean by that is that what we're seeing now in the Gulf, the Patriot Act, 9/11, all of this is about control. Control of the planet Earth, not just the resources, not just the what we call the mundane things of life, the resources, the movement of the people on the planet, things of this nature. It is also to control consciousness. This is what they are after, the control of consciousness. In order
Mark, what you're saying is that they know that we are tapping into our greatness, we're waking up, we're quickening, we're going into another dimension, or we're tapping into that power we have. And so they're trying to shut us down and create synthetic life forms so they can control.
Well, one of the things is that they want to keep us here in order to keep their viability here in this three dimension. We are the ones that actually allows this 3D to exist. Without us, this 3D doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
We're going from a 3D to a 5D dimension.
That's right.
And so now they don't want to go to the 5D. They want to stay in the 3D. Is that why?
Let me explain that. 3D is the physical reality. When you get into fourth and fifth density, you lose the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is where your thoughts are things, where you begin to create based upon your thinking alone, not based upon, you know, going out here and get a stick of wood and a nail and put it together. You will actually be putting together things in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And manifesting things based upon your thoughts. So the energy that you send out, that's the energy you're going to get right back. If you're sending out love, that's what you're going to get right away. If you're sending out heat, the heat that you throw out is the heat that's going to meet you right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we are dealing with. In this 3D, it takes a little time. So it takes time for the vibration that you sent out there to come back to you. Okay. So it seemed as though the effects of that have been delayed. Not to say that it's not coming, but it's been delayed. And like what the brother was talking about, not reincarnation, but the fact that when is this going to end? It's been 2,000 years since the Caucasians been on the planet, so-called ruling the planet. So when is his day is up? His day is up the moment that we begin to stop defending him, The moment that we begin to take our rightful place on the planet as well as within the universe, the moment that we realize and recognize who we are, what we are, and begin to act in accordance to that.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sister.
So that's where the struggle is at. They know that we're awakening. We're going into that fifth dimension, which is dealing with energy. That's why we're able to make things manifest so fast. And so that's where the war, they trying to keep us from getting there, so they will lose control.
Right, because in the third dimension, this third dimensional frequency, which they control, I should say, they cannot control the fourth and fifth. The fourth and fifth are higher frequencies, higher dimensions. So you have to vibrate on a higher frequency. And they are lower vibrating creatures, so they cannot raise themselves up enough to exist on a fourth or fifth dimensional frequency.
So what about
all of that would be dealt with right here. All of that reality that they're creating will be dealt with right here in this third dimension, this 3D.
Okay.
Go ahead, Robert.
I was just going to add that they've also, in understanding these things, began to create artificial constructs whereby they can manipulate the frequency, particularly of the young people. And so they've created whole environments, like with the cell phone towers and things of that nature, where they are basically tapping into the frequency of the people to, in fact, use those as control mechanisms. Now, I mentioned this article in conjunction with everything that we're talking about now, and it comes from a very, very interesting source. It's from Fox News. And the title of the article is Fox News for April the 5th, 2010. Recently, the title of the article is Freaky Physics Proves Parallel Universe Exists. Just a little bit of this article, I think your listeners will find this extremely interesting. They say, the strange discovery by quantum physicists at the University of California, Santa Barbara, means that an object you can see in front of you may exist simultaneously in a parallel universe. A multi-state condition that has scientists theorizing that traveling through time may be much more than just the playing of science fiction writers. And it's all because of a tiny bit of metal, a paddle about the width of a human hair, an item that is incredibly small, but still something you can see with the naked eye. University of Santa Barbara's Andrew Cleland cooled that paddle in a refrigerator, dimmed the lights, and under a special bell jar, sucked out all the air to eliminate vibrations. He then plucked it like a tuning fork and noted that it moved and stood still at the same time.
Robert, I don't want to cut you off, but can you put your computer down? We're getting feedback. You or Mark, we're getting real strong feedback. Thank you.
Okay, that may be me.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But my computer is totally down. It's not up at all.
Yeah.
But
it
may be because...
Mark,
Do you have your computer down? Yes. No, I have it on. I'm closing out.
Turn the volume down. Just turn the volume
down. Yeah, I have no volume on at all.
Okay.
Me either.
Okay.
But I can hear the feedback as well.
Okay, go ahead.
And I still hear it. Okay, the last little piece here says, that sounds contradictory, and it's nearly impossible to understand if your last name isn't Einstein. But it actually happened. It's a freaky fact that's at the heart of quantum mechanics. And you might recall, sister, we talked about quantum physics being used in conjunction with nanotechnology and the technology relative to computer systems that would allow them to create artificial people or synthetic people. Now we see that they're also attempting to reach what Mark just talked about in terms of another paradigm or a different dimension.
So they're creating synthetic mechanisms where they can't do it naturally. They create synthetic things that will allow for them to attempt to do it. Now, that's Fox News. I know most black people don't like Fox News, but when they tell on white supremacists, I love them. I hope the brother don't get angry at me for reading that.
No, I had to mute him because with both of the lines, that's where the feedback was coming in. So I'm going to bring him back up.
Okay.
Mark?
Yes, I want to add this to what Robert's saying. What we're looking at is artificial creatures that cannot live in a natural environment. Therefore, they are creating an environment in which they can exist within. This is the conflict that we are that they are having with us and with the planet. We have a particular rhythmic pattern to not only to our thinking but to our very movement. They do not have that. They are out of sync with the universe, out of touch with the universe. Therefore, they are trying to create an artificial environment for them to coexist within. Therefore, we have a problem with them because the conflict comes within how can two paradigms exist in the same place? It cannot. It cannot. You can't have the artificial and the natural exist in the dimension in which they're trying to create it. With the GMOs food that they're creating, the artificial intelligence, et cetera, the list is long and exhausting as how they are trying to institute this artificial reality for the beings on the planet.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to bring Brother X back up here. Robert X?
Yeah. And what's interesting, Sister Bear, is they're telling us they're doing this. Everything is artificial. They're telling, I mean, you go and look at all of the foods that we buy and look at the label. Everything has artificial stuff in it.
Right.
Artificial this, artificial that. They're telling you it's not even food anymore. And now, after 50 years of artificial, now they're telling you that the stuff that we've been giving you, feeding you, is killing you. Just because it's not real. And you literally got people with fat stomachs that's dying of hunger. Because the stuff that we eat that we think is food is really not food. And so that brings us to the new children. I'll let Brother Mark start out with the new children because he can lay it out like nobody's business.
Okay. I'm going to I have to mute y'all back and forth, so hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Mark, tell us about the children of the sun.
The children today that's being born are being born like no other children before or going to be born at this particular time. They are born with a particular consciousness, a particular vibration that allows them to know. They know what they want. They know what they're here to do, and they're basically here to be warriors. What I mean by being warriors, they're here to destroy those false concepts, those false beliefs, those things that keep us grounded in this 3D. They're here to destroy all of those misconceptions that we have on reality right now. They see things that we can't see. They feel things that because of what we have been conditioned to, we can no longer feel. We don't have those particular synapses working like they once did. Well, we can feel the vibration in the air and know what's going on. They can look at an individual and know that individual, whether they're two or three or even some months old, they can tell that something is wrong with this individual. They don't want to be around that individual. When you play music to these children, they come alive. They feel the vibration of the music. This is why the music industry has overlaid the music with the tones that's very rhythmic to our nature, but the music itself, the lyrics of this music is very destructive. So we buy into the music, buying into the tones that's associated with the music. And I'm talking about these young children. This is why it's so important to monitor what they're listening to and educate them on the music, because once you educate them on the music, then they can make a conscious decision whether or not that's something they want to participate in. But they also have the ability to see things that we don't see. They can see into the fourth dimension. They can see spiritual beings right before them. And you will ask them who they're talking to, and they will say, my friend. They will say this and that being. And if you're not careful and let them develop and tell them that they're not seeing this, they're crazy, something wrong with them, then they'll buy into that program that you have bought into, and then they'll lose that gift that they have. So this is going to begin to expand exponentially. Telekinesis, the ability to read people's thoughts, all those things is happening now. It's happening right now. The ability to take electronic appliances or electronic gadgets and have mastery over them. I'm talking about 1, 2, 3-year-old children right today. This is what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the birth of super children. Intelligence, as well as their ability to adapt to hostile environments. They don't need as much nurturing as we once did. They don't need all of that. I mean, these children are being, even though they're being mentally abused, they are able to absorb it and maintain their integrity.
Now, these are the children that are being born during this time now. The new children that's 4 or 5 years old, they are in that group too.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, here in Detroit, Michigan, the doctors are telling the mothers, the new mothers, not to give their babies water, that it's enough water in the formula. And I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, the baby needs water. So is there something that they're trying to do with not giving them this water?
Well, I will say this, that formula has synthetic hormones in it, as well as the vaccine. They're trying to poison the blood that is the conductor that allows the child to actually pick up on these vibrations. They're trying to neutralize the child at a young stage. This is the purpose of all the vaccinations. You know, at one time, you get maybe 6 vaccinations within a year. Now it's 30-something. You know, water is important, but it's important also what type of water. Make sure that the water is not full of fluoride, because fluoride dumbs down the children and make them more passive. So that's important. And I'll say, too, that for these young mothers out here, not to give them formula at all, but to breastfeed these children. They need to be breastfed. And they need not be quick to put them on table food. They need to let them mature to a certain age before they do that. And I'm saying at least 1 or 14 months or something like that before they go to the table food. I know that's been a tradition of ours, you know, to start feeding a child early table food, so then we can, you know, we don't have to buy milk or things of this nature. But we need to allow that child to develop on its own, and that child in itself will tell you that it's ready for something more stronger or more because of the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
The digestive system is very sensitive, and you don't want to have that child to have to start breaking down food at a very young age.
Right.
Until it has the time to have developed to where it's not a problem for the child's system.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
Go ahead.
That's definitely a problem for the doctor to be telling the young mothers not to give him any water because there's enough in the formula. I think throw that formula in the garbage, you know, take your time, breastfeed your child as much as possible, and do it that way.
Okay. All right, I'm going to bring Robert X back up. Robert X?
Yes, sister.
Okay.
Okay, you know, I'm just going to add on to what Brother Mark was saying, but I'm going to deal with it from the white supremacist point of view because that's my perspective. That's what I've studied for close to 30 years now. So I know what they do. I follow their institutions. And one of the most dangerous institutions that you've heard me mention on your program specifically this year is the Club of Rome in conjunction with the Club of Madrid and the Club of Spain. The Club of Madrid and the Club of Budapest, and you'll see some of the most prominent people on the planet as members of these organizations. I'm talking about people like Clinton and Carter and Desmond Tutu and Cornel West and just a host of people who are parts of this thing. One of the things that they wrote in a document called World Shift, the State of Global Emergency, they wrote something called a declaration draft, where in that draft, they specifically talk about preparing for 2012. And what they say in that declaration is that people are going to be making monumental changes. Now, this is not some so-called conspiracy-oriented organization. This is a very prominent institution housed in the UN, but not necessarily exclusive to the UN, okay? Where they're pointing out that because of this, they got to get on top of this thing, okay? And that in world shift, you're going to have polar shifts, and perhaps because of coronal mass ejections, that will in fact increase the vibratory level of the generation that's coming. Now, this is their documents, not some conspiracy theory, which is what the brother was talking about, because he doesn't read very much, okay? And now, I'm going to show you how they work in terms of the synthesis or the synthetics to basically be able to attempt to neutralize that. They have something called the Ground Wave Emergency Network System. The Ground Wave Emergency Network System, or GWEN for short. GWEN. You can find that at Biblio, B-I-B-L-I-O, Techaplades, T-E, CAPLEYADES.net. And if you don't get that name, then just re-listen to the program and get it. Here's what they say about GWEN. They say here, the Ground Wave Emergency Network is a communication system that the military is in the process of constructing. It operates in the very low frequency VLF, very low frequency range, with transmissions between 150 and 179 hertz or kilohertz. This range signals travels by means of waves that have a tendency to hug the ground rather than the atmosphere. A single GWEN station transmits in a 360 circle to a distance of 250 to 300 miles. That 360 is interesting because when you add the 360, you get the 9, okay? Mm-hmm. They go on to say the entire GWEN system consists of approximately 300 such stations spread across the United States, each with a tower 300 to 500 feet high. The stations are from 200 to 250 miles apart so that a signal can go from coast to coast. When the signal is completed around 1993, now you see what time we're in now, right? Mm-hmm. The entire civilization population of the United States will be exposed to the GWEN transmitters. And what they're able to do with this particular system is to, in fact, alter the mindset, the movements of the people without them knowing that their system, based on vibrations, have been altered. Check this, Sister Bear. Show you how important vibrations are, because our heart is nothing more than the center of vibrational capacity within the human body. It's the most important chakra in your system. The first thing you do when you go to the doctor, in conjunction with Brother Mark was saying, before they do anything, before they draw your blood or anything else, the first thing they do is check your vibration by checking your pulse. That's the first thing they do. They check your pulse. That's your vibration. And then the next thing they do, if they draw your blood, when you go see the doctor, he checks your pulse again, and then he gets the stethoscope and checks your heart. Mm-hmm. So he's checking the two vibrational centers to see how you vibrating. And then he can make a prognosis based on your vibratory level alone. That's how important this is. And when Mark talks about the music, I reference this fictitional character that they call the Pied Piper. And I'm not talking about R. Kelly, okay? Mm-hmm. Notice the Pied Piper. What did he do? He went and got a flute that operates at a specific vibratory level, and playing those vibrations like a tuning fork, he was able to get all of the little children to follow him. That's a very clear mythological example of vibrations being used to attract the people. And to give you another example for the old timers, you can go and remember back in the 60s when white people used to have all of the dance programs on TV and they used to dance, they couldn't even keep up with their own music.
That's right.
It was only after the integration movement, when they began to hang around black people, that they then learned, okay, they synthesized, because that was the coming of the synthesizer and moving away from the creativity of black people. They synthesized. They created a whole new paradigm in terms of music, something that they could vibrate to, and then had us again vibrating on their level with the synthesizer. And that's when they began to keep up with the music. Prior to that, they could never keep up with the music.
No.
And now, they damn near sing like us, they talk like us, they walk like us, they act like us, they even got swerve.
Yeah.
That's how deep this thing gets. But it's real. And I'm giving you real examples away from the metaphysical community, but it's all metaphysical, what they term metaphysical, but what we term spiritual. They call it rhythm. It's spirit. It's something that we have in us and they don't have, but we bought into their system and made their system the system such that we've moved away from our own. It's caused us vibrational shock. And that's why our children don't respond to us anymore, because they're in vibrational shock. And we don't understand it.
Well,
Mark can pick up where I left off.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to open up a couple of phone lines. I know the people want to ask y'all some questions, and then we'll get back in the conversation.
Okay.
Area code, let's see here. Area code 313-345. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
Hello?
What's up, Brother Clyde?
Hotep, Brother Robert X, and your compatriot there.
First thing I like to say
is wow. And I come to the same conclusions that you have come to, possibly by a different route. And the way I have reached those conclusions is that by attempting to learn what I can from the ancient Kemetic Nile Valley civilizations and culture, founded
yes, sir.
Upon spirituality and the principles of nature, in which the women always played a dominant role.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened in any more traditional societies and on the continent of Africa. Nothing happens unless the woman okay it. We deal in a patriarchal society in which material is the God, and we want to aspire to a false, you call it synthesis, I call it a false materiality. And going back is that, what can we do? We need to know what our ancestors left us. I think it's in Rawlins, Volume 2 of the Pyramid Text, in which
mm-hmm.
Our ancestors stated, beware of the red-eyed man in black coats from the West.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who fits that description today and has since about 2,000 years?
That's right.
So then, when we come forward, name me something on the face of the earth that this man has created of his own. Not the atom. Our ancestors left that. You can see in the Gaza Plateau, not the binary system. That's on the Gaza Plateau. And so when we stop and look at what he has done, he has created a false world from this most holy book in which a man gives birth to a woman.
That's right.
And other things that defy nature. And if you believe in a creator, and people say they don't believe in a God, but they believe in a creator, but yet they still believe the myth. It's all myth.
That's right.
And so when we stop and take a look at what is occurring, has occurred, and just to go back a bit, we started losing, and these are things that if we study and peruse history, we don't have to argue them. It's there. When we lost our way spiritually is when we married out of our bloodline with the, what is it? I can't think of the name, the Persians or whomever that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm sorry, I can't recall it now. And so when we look at what has been done, now you speak of operating on a higher frequency. That comes through the pineal gland in connection with the hypothalamus. I don't have all my information and facts together. We are so creative that now they have jazz and singing the blues. Well, the creativity of our musicians has gone far beyond that. They left it in the background. There's good and bad to be said for that. They can still play jazz, and you can go into any city, any urban city, and they play mind games with us. They tell our young geniuses that they're disadvantaged and so forth because they're poor. The amount of money you had in your pocket never equated to how intelligent or potential for learning and accomplishment is. And so when we look at the game that's being played upon us, and you talk about the formula, and I think Beverly,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned this, don't feed them water. This
right.
went back to the experiment babies, water. This went back to the experimentations with birth control in the inner cities across this country with black women. If you can recall, back in the 60s, early 70s, you had more black women with tubalizations, tube pregnancy, and all the rest of the experimentation they were doing on our women and saving the placenta from our women and doing diabolical experimentations. Many of
That's right.
In our university system, our military with tax dollars, all for the purpose of control. Now, why does he have to do that? If we don't want to admit that he is a mutant, mutants cannot reproduce themselves. They're ultimately dying out, which you can see now. And so
That's right.
we had maybe, and so you can go back to the 30s, useless eaters and so forth, starting back even before that. But it was put into a formalization of a plan that he was not able to carry out. I speak of Nazi Germany. And so, and shockingly, I think it was at Yale University, the Catholic
mm-hmm.
churches put out papers talking about population control. Not at that time.
That's
they,
right.
said too many, they said there were too many people on the face of the earth. I haven't looked at it lately. But the time they were talking about where melanated people existed. And so I started checking a population density. You know what I found out?
What?
That the population density per square mile was highest in Europe than any other place on the face of the earth. Now, basically, what does Europe produce in abundance? Coal. They don't grow enough to feed themselves or enough to so forth. So then you talk about come to the vaccinations where you said you used to take one or two vaccinations. They had used to have unitary vaccination. Then it became binary, and now it's tertiary. You have to get two or three. So the hormones
right.
they're putting in the hormone, and it's more beyond that. And they have a population, they have a propaganda program to convince people. But innately, people say something's wrong with that. So you had a lot of people not taking the swine flu, and the others that they have put out coming down the pike. Developed in army laboratories and laboratories and hospitals and around military and governmental hospitals around the country. So, and they were putting out years ago Gerber's food with white women on it, selling it to Africa, telling them to be like an American, that women in Africa, so they wouldn't breastfeed their children. Now, the brother said something about don't let the children eat the food. Well, no, they shouldn't. But the mother has to know what to eat during when she's carrying the child, plus when she's nursing the child. Not only does the physical digestive system, nervous system, and all the important centers of the baby develop, but the immune system comes in. They become stronger mentally, and this is
That's
why
right.
it's important. This is why it's important that we as black men, we have to start giving our women respect. Because if you ever see a person on the beach, locker room, what, that does not have a navel, you better run from him. So none of us would be here without that woman, and God bless our black women. They have held families together. I can remember years back when a woman would pick her car off her baby. And so that we want to be so much, we want to adopt the worst ways of the enslaver. And so we've lost all of that, but it's still there. And we're going to change. We're going to smarten up and stop listening to all this crap. And they always get a few people. We play them up. And we want to be like them. They have to put a few people out there that they can bust overnight. Even the wealthiest media woman with a television show and a network coming online, she could be busted overnight if they so desired to do that. Mm-hmm. You never see her speaking out on anything that's going to benefit the masses, do you?
No, are you going to?
You never see these other people other than peripherally. Everything has a cause, a reason for being. Everything is connected. Nothing starts without an idea in the mind. And so certain things that we have to start, how can you do it? Start learning whatever you need to know and get away from all these false religions. Like you said, man-made. And I would ask this rhetorically, not my thought, but I've heard it before. Name me any religion on the face of the earth that man didn't make. So with that, I thank you for your program and your gentleman's expertise. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
I thank you, Brother Clyde. Let me add just a little bit to what Brother Clyde was saying, and then you can go to Mark and take the next question or whatever.
Okay.
But if you really look at this whole thing relative to this so-called indigo children, we've got to be careful, because you can go on YouTube and you'll get all kind of examples of little blonde-haired, blue-eyed little children. And the reason that you see that is because they're pushing a particular point of view. They're trying to make the white children the children for people to emulate, again, because they are clear that we're coming into this consciousness. So this is part of that whole New Age movement. Look at the books and the people who you see featured in the videos or the books, and you'll see that almost 100% of them come from this New Age movement, which is nothing more than Kemet corrupted. It's our history corrupted. It's like Christianity, taking what we manifested and basically turning it upside down, such that what you have today is black people imitating white people who are imitating black people. And you can go to Brother Mark, and
Mark,
he can expound on a little bit more.
Brother Mark?
Yes, definitely concur with Brother Robert about the Caucasians mimicking us. That's what they do best, mimic, because they appear to look as though they have rhythm. They don't. What they do is they study. They study patterns. They go to schools, and they study the rhythmic patterns, and they copy those patterns. I'm taking Case, Eminem, one of the rappers, and I'm going to take another individual, Christina Aguilera, and they would even tell you what they do. They don't try to hide these things, because this is the only way that they are able to graft themselves into that rhythmic pattern that we have. So that's a fact. And I will say this, the reason why we tend to pattern ourselves after them, first of all, we don't recognize what we have. Second of all, we have been overly conditioned to believe that to be white is to be right. So we are trying to get a piece of the pie, a piece of recognition, a piece of status that they control. So we begin to play the game as though they're going to let us into this exclusive club called whiteness, which is not going to happen. So the best thing that we can do is to be who we are and accept that and accept whatever that comes with that, you know. So those are the things that need to be addressed immediately. And the second thing is that when we speak of the word love, love is not an external thing. It's an internal thing. It's an internal process of accepting oneself and everything that comes with oneself. Good, the bad, and the so-called ugly. We have to accept that in order to change the vibration that we're sending out, because it's how we feel that dictates what we create. And once we begin to internalize things a little bit differently and see things for what they are, not for what we want them to be beforehand, and then take that and say what you want to create afterwards. So if I'm looking at something, examining it, and if I don't like it, I first have to accept the fact that of what it is. Now, how do I go about changing that? Or how do I go about changing me so I change the way I perceive what it is that I'm looking at? We must begin to start doing some of the work. Because, again, in doing this, what we're doing is preparing for the changes that's coming about. And as we begin to head toward 2020 and the intensity of the sun begin to heighten, we're going to see earth changes.
Okay. I'm going to open up a line here. Area code 815. Are you there? Do you have a question or comment? Okay. Hold on. Area code 815. Okay. What about area code 773? Do you have a question or comment? 773? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Do you have a question or comment?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
This is Brother E from Chicago.
Okay.
Listen, my brothers, Mark and Robert, you know, kick knowledge, so I was just listening.
All right. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Area code 202, do you have a question or comment?
No, peace, Miss Beverly. I'm just listening, and I'm enjoying.
All right. Thanks for listening. Let's see here. Area code 313-259. Do you have a question or comment?
I want to say the Hilltown Brothers, good information. One thing that I want to say, I saw this picture called Children of the Dam some years back. And as one of the brothers spoke to, that they want to put up the little Caucasoid for us to emulate. And this picture was interesting, I thought. They had blue eyes. All of them had blue eyes and blonde hair, sort of a grayish-type blonde. But the objective of this group of children was that they were controlling the, I guess you would say, the vibration of the waves of the adults that they felt had mistreated them, and they could actually kill them from their vibration. They went to a church, and this one adult they felt had wronged them, and they all were sitting in, not all, but a few were sitting in the back of the church, and all of them had the thought for this man to have a nosebleed. And he did. His nose started bleeding, and he actually died in church. So the question is, if the enough African women in this country can synchronize our thoughts in a sort to speak like ESP, could we bring this thing down?
Okay. Brother Mark?
Well, I would say this, for as changing or bringing this society down or bringing this system down, it has a purpose. We have a purpose of being here and being angry or mad at what the Caucasian has done is not the answer. I would say that, for first of all, we can't use their tactics or do what they have done to correct what it is that needs to be corrected. We have to increase our vibration to get ourselves about this situation. It's not looking at.
I'm not speaking about anger. I'm not talking about it in terms of anger.
Okay.
I'm just talking about it in terms of synchronizing our thoughts to bring about the good. I'm not speaking about anger at all.
Okay. I was thinking that you were saying that we can internalize that the energy the way the children did, and then deal with the Caucasians that way.
Uh-uh.
No, you're not saying that. How are you saying to use this energy that you're proposing? How are you saying to use this energy to do what?
I'm saying good energy, powerful energy, and loving ourselves and looking at what the situation is with black people, is that instead of always criticizing and saying what is going on, we can change it as to what we want it to be. And I'm not speaking about using anger at all. I'm speaking about using, for my term, good energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. Let me pull my back up.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Am I getting it across? For an instance, I know a couple of sisters that, I mean, when you talk about sisters being nice and open and helping and sharing, they do this without any words. It's not even a question. It's natural. It's natural for them. That type of energy is what I'm saying.
I agree, and I agree wholeheartedly that we can actually, that type of energy actually does destroy them. The more we help each other and love one another,
mm-hmm.
that does help to neutralize them and their ability to attack us, because that vibration we have actually acts as a protective shield around us.
I
misinterpreted the question.
No, I just was explaining, telling about the picture that I saw, and I thought and how they're putting out their types of vibration in movies, and I was just explaining that. Mm.
Okay, I definitely agree with that analogy, that we can use that positive energy and to help ourselves and also, again, neutralize their attacks against us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Colin.
I think that was very effective.
Thank you, Colin.
Okay.
So as they say that the women can make the difference, the women can make the change here. So what the caller suggested is one of the ways that the women can do this. They can all, it could be like 10, 20 of them get together, and they all focus, put their all energy on one focus and change things.
That's correct. They can.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I want to say this. The female principle is the spiritual principle as it relates to the male and the female. The male principle is mostly earth type of vibration to it. The
mm-hmm.
female principle has a spiritual vibration to it, and together we become in balance with nature and with the universe. So I would definitely would say that the female principle is for us getting the information and putting it into effect. Definitely would help if she was able to utilize that focus, that intent to bring about these changes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to bring Robert X in. Robert X?
Yes, sister. I'll expand on it. From the white supremacist point of view, they have created this thing called Freemasonry, which is, again, a corruption of the ancient Kemetan system, the mystery system or the spiritual system that existed in Kemet, whereby we see the male and the female separated. Yet, the symbol that they use is basically the symbol, I'm talking about the compass and the square, of both the male and the female, which produces the third person, the child. So one can exist without the other. However, that spirit, that female principle is the dominant principle. And I'm going to give everybody an example. And the sisters will know right away what I'm talking about. You in the club. In the club, just picture that you're playing 50 in the background, right, the club. And you see sister sitting at the bar. So, you know, you want to go over to her. I don't care what you got on. I don't care how you dressed. I don't care how much cheese you got in your pocket. If that sister don't want to deal with you, she ain't going to deal with you. What does that tell you? She doing the choosing, and you under the illusion that you're the one doing the choosing, when she's already chose you, and as a matter of fact, is already fixing in her mind how she going to do who, what, when, where, why, took with you. You feel what I'm saying? And brothers running around here with their hands in their pockets thinking that they're the ones that do the choosing. I beg your pardon. You didn't choose anyone. You got chosen. You just weren't let in on the fact that you were chosen. And that's why the black woman has always been the one who's been targeted, not the black male, because she can reproduce you with any other male on this planet. You can't reproduce yourself with nobody.
She's the one that can reproduce you. You follow what I'm saying? The other point, what Sister was asking, is the white people on this radio station, WLS, for years, they've had joint sessions where all of them vibrate or attempt to vibrate on a particular subject matter to affect that particular subject matter. Okay, now they've done this for years, and it's been proven, even in science, that when people of a like mind do come together, they can vibrate on a certain level to bring about a desired result. Those are facts. That's science. And so to keep black people who have the highest frequency in terms of vibrational patterns on the planet, how do you keep them from vibrating together? Here's what you do. You create an artificial construct that has them vibrating on your level. They ain't never going to achieve what they want to achieve. And if you look at it throughout our history, sister, the only time we've ever really accomplished anything has not been with the aid of white people. It's been separate and apart from white people. Ever.
Right.
That's the history of the planet.
But what it seems like that the white people have the money, and so they're able to come in and they're able to make things bigger, better, buy certain people. That's where it seems to be the problem.
If you look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, that's why those two people created an entirely new construct. Elijah Muhammad even went so far as to create an alternative form of Islam. Well, even the so-called the Arabs didn't necessarily subscribe to his particular form of Islam. And I agree with him, okay, to a point, okay? And here's the point. You have to deal with black people where they are. If I go to black people and tell them that the sun, S-U-N, and the sun, S-O-N, are both talking about a spiritual concept of the Creator, which exists within all of us, what would the sister say to me? They would basically probably high-heel me to death. So then I would go and say, sister, if you would open your mind for 1 second to just a little bit of the research, here's what I would tell them. This comes from that same article or the same website. The title of the article is The Son of God is the Son of God. The Son of God, S-O-N, is the Son of God, S-U-N. Check what they say here. Many of the world's crucified God men have their traditional birthdays on December 25th. This date is set because the ancients recognized that from a geocentric perspective in the northern hemisphere, the sun makes an annual descent southward until after midnight on December 21st, the winter solstice. When it stops moving southerly for 3 days and then starts to move northward again. The ancients declared that God's son, S-U-N, had died for 3 days and was born again after midnight of December 24th. Thus, cultures celebrated the son, S-U-N, of God's birthday on December 25th. They're going to give characteristics of the Son of God, S-U-N. They say, the sun, S-U-N, dies for 3 days at the winter solstice to be born again or resurrected on December 5th. The Son of God is born of a virgin, which refers to both the new or virgin moon and the constellation of Virgo. The sun's birth is attended by the bright star, either Sirius, which is our star, as opposed to the white people's star. This is me. The white people's star is basically Mars, okay? We come from the Sirius star. In other words, we are all galactic beings. We were just on the planet far in excess of the Europeans, and our vibrational level is different. Therefore, we can never coexist together on this planet in unison. If we don't separate, we will be separated. That's a fact through scientific methods. Anyway, to go on to say, either Sirius or Solstice or the planet Venus and by the three kings representing the three stars in the belt of Orion. The sun at its zenith, or 12 noon, is in the house or heavenly temple of the Most High. That's why they refer to the Creator as the Most High. They're really talking about the sun, S-U-N. Thus, he begins his father's work at age 12. Notice, sister, at the age 13, everything changes. You go from being an adolescent to being an adult. You go from a primary school to high school. You go from in the even in the Jewish religion, you have to be bar mitzvah. You become or begin to practice the study of manhood. So there are reasons for why they say 13 is an unlucky number. Again, it's to keep you off your square and to constantly keep you chasing after other people. They go on here to say, and I'll close with this, because you'll notice, sister, the direct relationship between the sun, the people, the zodiac, religion, and Kemet, all part and parcel of the same thing. 12 months in a year, 12 signs in the zodiac, 365 days in a year, which is basically a corrupt calendar system or system of time, because they're really supposed to be 360 days, because that's reminiscent of each particular sign in the zodiac represent 30 degrees. Each day in the month is supposed to have 30 degrees. Again, a corruption of the calendar or the system of time, which all will add up to 360, which brings you back to the nine. Okay? When you get 18 years old, what do they consider you?
Wrong.
An adult.
Yeah.
Which is, again, another nine. And so this is why people have to understand, and I could go on and on ad infinitum, which basically turns this whole notion of the thing that we call organized religion and the thing that we practice as God is nothing more than a synthetic version given to us by the Europeans to keep us, again, to use a Masonic term in terms of our cultural orientation, to keep us off our square, which, again, is 360 degrees, and I'm standing on it, moving off of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to open this line up here. Area code 313-273. Do you have a question or comment? 273? Okay, what about area code 815-600? Area code 815-600?
Sure, I have a comment.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
I'm really focusing on being able to make a difference as being a black woman. I'm raising three boys by myself. At first, I thought that they needed a man in their life. And now I'm thinking differently. Even if I did look at it like from a biblical point, it's like if Mary was to have had immaculate conception, then God wasn't with her to raise Jesus as the father.
Absolutely.
She had to raise him by herself. But I'm also trying to see, I really was very interested in the woman's comment about combining the thoughts together to make something happen. I was really feeling that a lot. And I just want to learn and study it. It's really piqued my knowledge or interest to figure out what I can do as a black woman to be a leader, to even lead other black women to make this change happen, to get the men to stand up and do what they have to do.
So well, you know, sister, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That was just like a comment and the question kind of mixed up together.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of addressed this yesterday, and there's a sister who I've come in contact with, Sister Bev, through your program. Well, let me say two things, and then I'll let Mark answer as well.
Okay.
I had a call from a sister in New York who has about, I want to say, 300 degrees, because this sister has had degrees in just about everything you can name. She makes six figures. I won't call her name, okay, as well as a brother who wants to set up an international bank, and I kind of aided him in the process as best I could. But this sister, making over six figures, wants to, in fact, based on your program, Beverly, set up her own corporation. So she didn't know how to do it with all of the degrees that she has. She even has an MBA, okay? And so the sister emailed me. I sent her email back showing her the steps that she should go through to set up her own corporation. She called me back. Again, this is based on your show, Sister Bev, a woman, a black woman, a strong black woman. Based on your show, that sister and I conversated for over 2 hours, okay? And it was like we'd known each other all our lives, as well as other sisters and brothers from New York, California, and around the country. And so, yes, I think that once sisters realize that they have the power to truly make change that you can believe in, then they're not, we really won't have any change that we can really believe in, because the sisters have always raised the children, and the males have only come in to accent that situation. For instance, boy, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm going to tell your daddy when he get home. Get your butt over there and sit down. It was the woman who was at home throughout our sojourn. Even if she was raped, she still raised the children while the men were being beaten. She still had that sense that that child was of her, and as such, she had to raise it and hoping that that male would accept what she put into that male. The male doesn't raise the children. He's normally out taking care or trying to do the things necessary to provide for his family. And if he's proper, he don't want his woman out there in the work world doing all that madness that these people want their women to become engaged in. That's why many of our women have felt also tough. The white boy is very, very cunning. He knew that if he took the women out of the home, then he could basically create situations of incarceration before a child gets 18 by not educating them, and he could basically perpetuate his system where, again, the male would be in a system of denigration while the female would be running around here talking about integration. Notice all of the different programs that you've had on ABC News, CBS News, about how the black woman can't find no man. Well, excuse me, sister, go within yourself. Look within your neighborhood. Stop trying to look for males outside of your race and begin to create men inside of your race, because you're the ones who create men. We only accent the process, and I'll let Brother Mark speak to this.
Okay, before I turn over to Brother Mark, they want your email or phone number in the chat room.
Okay, Bev, you can give it to them, Bev. That's
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, MCCRAYR9599@Yahoo, and I do have a blog, but I don't go on. I'm trying to erase all that stuff if I can, because it's like I said some time ago, Bev, on your show, they're going to come down on this internet like a ton of bricks because they're monitoring every single thing that we do,
right,
including Blog Talk Radio,
exactly.
Everything.
Exactly.
And they're going to try to shut it down because this is the organizing tool that people are using all over the planet to organize themselves against this beast. And that's what he is, based on his behavior, not based on what I say, based on his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And you can contact me at 708. Wow, Ben, I forgot my own phone number.
I have it right here. I'll put it in there.
708-663-8967. 708-663-8967. And if you can't, call me after 9 my time, because I have to dodge demons. I ain't giving them nothing. I ain't got to.
Okay. Now let me bring Mark up.
Okay.
Mark, are you there? Hello? Mark? Oh, wait a minute.
Here.
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Is Carla still there?
Yeah, she's still there.
And I want to know what in Pacific does she want to know that would help her? What specifically does she want to know?
Carla?
What can I do to make, to be a leader of other women, to get the men to stand up and do what they have to do?
Well, I would say, first of all, is that you have to have high standards. What I mean by high standards, I'm not saying what it would take for, you know, high maintenance. I mean, being respectful of yourself, being respectful of others, not tolerating those that would disrespect you or disrespect others, being able to dis- distinguish between the difference between somebody playing games and somebody on their game. Inspiring a sense of well-being within those that's around you, and sending out those vibrations that says that this is the type of person I want to be around, or this is the type of people that I want to interact with. Because when you do that, you're going to bring that to you. You know, we have done forums where we have talked about certain situations where we, like women, participate in the forum, and we call that out, and it happened where the women came knocking on the door right after that, and I mean within minutes of that. So what I'm saying is, if it's within you, and I believe it is to act upon it, you know, not just leave it right here, act upon it. When you're talking to your girlfriends, when you're talking to your different relatives, let them know what it is that you want to do and start discussing it, because you'll be surprised. Maybe they were thinking some of the same things. But basically, go ahead.
And what about if she was to get maybe two or three of her friends that are kind of on the like-minded, and they could come together and maybe hold hands, meditate on the same thing at the same time? That seems like that would give whatever that they're focusing on a lot of energy too.
That would. If you, like I said, sincere, losing fear, never doubting what it is that you want. When you say it as though it has already happened. You know, don't doubt it. And also, like I said, you know, if you're feeling that good about yourself, express that. Express that joy. Be very expressive, because believe it or not, it's your emotions that empower you, not cripple you. Your emotion, the women's emotion is their strength, but that is not used correctly. Your emotion is actually your strength. You're the ones that we listen to, as Robert said. You're the ones that we are fearful of, you know, of being displaced or being isolated from. So your voice matters a lot.
Thank you, caller. Mark, someone in the chat room is asking here, why is one of the red bands and the great red spot gone from Jupiter? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't looked at any of the planetary movements, so I can tell you, couldn't tell them what's going on with that. But
okay.
there is an alignment that's taking place also within our constellation. There is an alignment, and this is again the mass solar eruptions that's coming from the sun is going to create these changes and speed things up.
Mm-hmm. And we're coming into a summer solstice or something. What is that about? Usually it happens on the 21st of June.
Yes. The summer solstice.
Is that powerful time or what?
This is when we're going from the spring. We're basically going from the spring to the summer seasons, and this is signifying that particular change in the season. That's the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay, so it's not like, and I know it's the longest day, but as far as spiritual is concerned, it's no really power in that.
Yes, the sun is going to be out a lot longer.
Okay.
The sun is going to be out a lot longer during the summer days. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But again, this is this sun right here that's out here now. The energy that's out here now is much more intense, much more intense. I'm expecting a lot. The summer is to be a lot hotter, and they are actually trying to throw up chemtrails in the atmosphere to block the sun from coming out. The intensity will be. A couple of days ago in Chicago it was 90 degrees, then the next day it was in the 60s.
Yeah. So now, since we are some people, as they say, the more sun that we get with the vitamin, I see them pushing vitamin D a lot. Is it good for us to be out in the sun or what?
For those that's melanated, heavily melanated people, you don't have to take vitamin D. Vitamin D is for those that likes melanin in order to divert the skin cancer that they the Caucasians end up having for the lack of melanin that's in them. So we don't need the vitamin D if we are out there in the sun. We don't need it.
Okay, I'm going to pull Robert X. Robert X, do you have anything to say about that?
Are you with me, sister?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I would just say that notice that the summer solstice is on June 21st. That's the sixth month of the year. If you add those three up, you come to the nine again. Mm-hmm. I suggest that you stay tuned on June 21st of this year specifically, because I've been told, and I'm spiritually vibrating, because I didn't initially come out to deal with the nine. Nine came to me to deal with it. And I'm noticing the nines, even in the movie, knowing. I'd like for everybody to go and check the movie Knowing. And you'll see Nicolas Cage sitting on his sofa looking at television, and one of the prime news accounts that comes on is, in fact, an explosion in the Gulf of Mexico that totally demolishes an oil rig. This movie came out in March of 2009. March of 2009. It's kind of like Wag the Dog, sister. That's why I pointed out earlier about the fact that these people sold their stock in that oil well before they blew it up. They're fully aware of what they're doing. I would hope to be able to come on perhaps before, and probably I'll be in the chat room because I listen to your show every Sunday. I would hope to come on in the chat room before the 21st and lay out reasons why they blew it up, because I'm doing research on that right now. Okay?
That would be something we need to know. Why?
Because I know they have another motivation for why they did that. Again, in that movie, he talks about it's the fact that some little kids in 1949 left messages in a time capsule, buried it in the ground where it was resurrected in 2009, and one little girl who was clairvoyant, who was able to see the future, in numbers wrote consistently about events that were going to happen all the way up to 9/11 and beyond. There were several things in terms of the future in 2009 that had not transpired. Nicolas Cage gets to know through his son, who you might consider through his son, S-O-N, who you might consider one of those indigo children, because he was in direct contact spiritually with his forebears, the guys from Mars, okay, who took him off the planet at the end of the movie. I'm giving the end because it ain't my movie anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the numbers that comes up over and over again, the number nine, the first numbers that he looked at on that chart in terms of the numbers were added up to 18, which again brings you back to the number nine. And so I can't give you in conclusion what that means. I have to continue to vibe from a spiritual perspective and go within myself and continue to do the research and hope that I can expand and give some definitive information on what that nine really represents, because I know it represents completion. That's how come a woman has a baby at the end of 9 months. That's why I told you that Barack Obama, from January of last year, by September of last year, will begin his descent, and he did. 9 months, I said, the term of birth. I can't tell you why that came to me. All that I can tell you is I trust my spiritual nature. And my people trust my spiritual nature because they know I don't do anything based on the value system of this European. I'm the poorest person you'll ever meet. but I'm the richest person that you'll ever meet because they don't have me. I have me. I control me. And I'd rather live in the streets and control me than live in their mansions and be under control of them.
Well, somebody say that they had the planet blowing up at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it does. That's because of the coronal mass ejections from the sun. That's what happens. If you look in India now, they got temperatures of 120 degrees, and they don't know what the hell is going on. They say it's the hottest that has ever been in recorded history, 120 degrees. And you might also recall, sister, that I noticed that earlier this year, it came to me that there was a six-point star, which again is the male and female principle, on Saturn, on the North Pole of Saturn. Now, I know that Horus, again, going back to our history, is reminiscent of the North Star. And I know his brother, Set, is reminiscent of the South Pole. And that's where you get the term sunset, because they were supposedly bitter rivals, both watched over by Isis, who's represented by the moon. But, of course, that whole thing has been corrupted such that Isis' power has been neutralized because she doesn't shine as bright as the sun, which is her sun or the physical sun. But, in fact, you can't have growth without both day and night. That's like coming forth by day and night. Again, it's a duality. You must have them both. You must have the male and female principle in order to move forward. You cannot have one at the exclusion of the other. That's why their religions are toxic, because they're totally male dominant.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up another line here. Area code 720.
Oh, Sister Bell?
Yes.
Sister Bell, one other thing for you before you, the caller says anything, because she might as well. Mark mentioned that the planets are aligning. In that alignment, the planets, the entire galaxy is changing. It's changing. You got the Eye of Osiris inside that six-point star on Mars. You can go to NASA's website. Check it out.
Hotep family, my name is Lady Osset. Sister Beth, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you, sister? Nice to...
Great.
Wonderful nice. Show, wonderful show. I just wanted to call in for the sisters who have called and who are listening. Brothers, I wanted to commend you. You guys are doing an excellent job. I just shot Brother X a email, and thank you for the information because it's very, very powerful. But for the sister who called and said, what can she do? One thing that I would suggest are things, the forums that we have like this, we need to make sure we are supporting. Sister Bev is, in my opinion, one of the oracles of the sisterhood right now. I stand and say, you know, that the sisterhood needs to, we need to get back to that sacred sisterhood where we are healing each other, healing ourselves, coming to heal each other so that we can heal this community, so we can heal the planet. And, for example, every time I listen to Sister Bev, I got a house full of sisters listening in too, because it is important that we understand there are our levels and there are sacredness that needs to happen. What happens on Blog Talk Radio, this is to introduce everybody, but you know what happens in the four walls of the sisterhood, we need to come together, be doing our goddess gatherings, be doing where we are crying, we are purging, we are doing all of these efforts together. We're working out together, we're eating together, we have goals together, and that is what is going to get our vibration on the same level to where we are creating. And I'm in Denver, Colorado, so I can speak for what I know this sisterhood is.
Whoa.
Here.
Very important spot, sister.
Let me say, I live an exit away from the airport, and we are, they're building.
Whoa.
They're building Ampu, a statue of Ampu on the airport.
Yes.
And if you guys, you guys know anything about DIA, DIA was built on Native American burial ground.
Yes.
So this is, they're signifying. They know what they're doing. They're bringing Ampu over there. They know what they're doing, all right? And I'm talking about, I'm watching airplanes take off right now. That's how close to the airport I live. But it's serious. It's serious. So this sacred sisterhood, sisters, this is, if you want to know what to do, come to Sister Bev's show, listen to my show, listen to where the sisterhood is happening on a public forum, but then you go into your own four walls where it is sacred. No one can just be knocking on my door when we have goddess gatherings. You are invited. There is a sacredness. As I said, I look at Sister Bev as one of the oracles in the sisterhood. I make sure that there is an alignment. If Sister Bev is doing a powerful show, she has powerful people on, I check that in my memory bank and say, okay, eventually when my show is at the maturity level to bring these people on my show, then we need to keep that vibration and keep that same thing going. And that is where we will begin to get on the same frequency. Because right now what's happening is we got the sisters in the club, we got the sisters being baby mamas, we got the sisters that's out there doing whatever, and we need to balance that out and introduce to those sisters that there is an alternative. But we have to be doing everything in unison. We can't be in our house by ourselves doing it. We can't be afraid to say, sister, come move in with me, because I think together we'll be stronger. You know, this is a resource thing. We got to look at these other cultures and say, look at the Latinos. They come in, they living together, they doing whatever. Sisters, imagine if we did that together. We all know we can raise our children on our own. We know that. We've been doing that. We raise the children. So if we come together and say, you know what, you work night shift, I'll watch the kids during the day, and vice versa, we're raising the kids on the same vibration, we're eating together, which is a powerful time to be congregating and getting our emotions and getting our callings and figuring out, okay, you're the best resource for administrative, you're the best resource for this, and figuring out our places and our roles and committing and doing the first thing is to commit to the sisters. Commit to the sisters. This is what I call and say, I commit to you. Here in Denver, we started our goddess gatherings. We've been doing this where I was raised like this. My mother and grandmother, we have nothing but women in my family, so sisterhood was built in me. So when we've done this, we've started a movement where we got tattoos. The only tattoo I have on my body is my sister's keeper. And we got movements where we got a few sisters that got the same tattoo to say, when I die, you're going to look in my body, you're going to know what I stood for. You're going to know that what we stood for and how we're going to do it is that we come together. And more importantly, get this hate, get this all of it, this frustration, this anger, this pointing the finger. You have to purge that, because only through us, they came from us, only through us will we be able to bring healing and love and get off of this third, as you said, get into that fifth realm, because that's exactly where we are supposed to be operating. And you can't, and another thing, you can't be fronting. Don't be saying you about the sisterhood and you still being messy, because all you doing is doing a whole bunch of chaos. And see, the sisters like Sister Bev, who I take, like I said, I take protection over my elder sisters, over my older sisters who are being the example, because I know that I'm going to have to surpass her. I know my daughter has to surpass me. So if we don't understand that the chain that has to happen and the strength that has to happen, we will continue to be in this and having these men, and no offense to the brothers, but the brothers are always focused on debating, whereas the sisters are going to come in and have a dialogue. And I just got some mask from my twin brother, Paseta Dorrell, who just explained to me that when you break down the word debate, what it goes to, when you break down the word dialogue, what it goes to, in that feminine principle, because it's up to us to bring the balance. We are the ones who crown our men to gods. And then we have to understand that just because we are the ones that they come back to, we can't get arrogant. We still need their balance. We still have to say it is about the balance. It is not about you come to me, kiss my feet, wash my feet, and then I'm the end-all, be-all. Hell no. Y'all came from us, so I have to take pride in my brothers as well, and I have to lift them to be my balance. And the sisters, and once we get to that mantra and saying, what can I do? What you can do is start with if it's two of y'all, if it's two sisters in your city, get that vibration to where you can feel that sister. The sisters here, we can be, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and all the sisters in Denver still felt me, still felt what was going on. I still felt them. I still knew what was going on, to where you were so connected, because sisters, we are each other's reflection, not the brothers. The brothers are our balance, and we are the reflections. And as long as we get back to that principle, we will be fine. But it's up to us to lift us back up.
That's right.
Now tell the people, what's the name of your show and what time you come on?
My show is called Goddess Awakening. We are on every Sunday and every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That is midnight Eastern Standard Time. And it's a beautiful show. Eventually, we are going to bring Sister Bev on tonight's show. We have Brother Baceda Dorrell. He's going to be doing the numerology, breaking down the numbers. And the basis of Goddess Awakening is to create the sacred sisterhood to ensure we have a balance to the brothers. That is our platform, and that's what we stand for. We've been having some beautiful shows, and to all the listeners, thank you for supporting the show, and especially you, Sister Bev, because listening to you kind of kicked me in my ass to say, you know what, lady, I said you're supposed to do this. And you know, Sister Bev needs some help out there, so you got to make sure you're doing that. So I thank you and give honor to you as well.
And we appreciate you.
I appreciate you, sister. And I'll take it again one step further, and then you can go to Brother Mark. I'm going to ask the sisters that I'm affiliated with, because one of the things that I've done, even though I've always tried to respect, even though my relationships with sisters haven't worked out the way both parties would have wanted them to, I've not disrespected my sisters, and therefore I still love each and every one of them to this day, okay? But one of the things that I've done is to apologize to the sisters for all of the rape and carnage that many of the brothers have inflicted on these sisters out here. There are very few sisters who I know in the city of Chicago, since I'm relegated to the ghetto, who haven't been accosted and raped by some brother out here. And so as a black man, I personally owe them an apology for that, because that's the realm of the black man. We got to straighten these brothers out on our end and tell them to stop raping these sisters. Stop letting lust guide everything that you do. If you don't have no respect for that sister, that means you ain't got very much respect for your mama. And any man that ain't got respect for his mama, yeah, they don't deserve to be on the planet. Again, that's where we should come in. We need to take care of that. If we truly community, then that's our job.
I'm down to my last 2 minutes, and they asked in the chat room, do you have any videos? Have you produced any videos, brother?
Oh, I got a bunch of them. You can come to my website, and I'll send you a list. Again, I'm trying to get up off the Internet, but you can send me an email, and I'll send you a list of stuff that I have.
Okay. Now, Mark, we have you on, too. I'm down to 2 minutes. Do you have a website or something that they can get
no.
in touch with you?
No, I don't have a website, but I do have an email. My
okay.
email is markgaston1@hotmail.com.
You say Mark what?
Gaston, Gaston, one
okay.
at hotmail.com.
Okay, at hotmail.com. I appreciate both of y'all brothers coming on with this information. And
anytime you get ready, Bev.
Yeah, because we need to know why they blew up the oil field.
I'll keep in touch with you.
Okay, and thank both of you again for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bev.
And hotel to everybody in the chat room.
Okay. Hotel.
Peace.
Peace. Well, thanks again for joining me tonight. And next Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be on again with some more information. It's all about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's what this is all about. So until next Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m., peace and much, much love.